Welcome to a Sober Girls Guide podcast, a lifestyle podcast based on sobriety and recovery. I'm your host and sober girl, Jessica Jabot. Inspired by my own sobriety and wellness journey, I want to spread the wealth of knowledge. Tune in each week for uncensored conversations about mental health, self-development, wellness and spirituality, and how they influence each guest's unique recovery journey. My goal is to educate and inspire and to let you know you are not alone on your recovery journey. Thanks so much for tuning in to a Sober Girls Guide podcast. Let's go! Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 246 of a Sober Girls Guide podcast. Drew Davis, the founder of Gem Life Collective and co-creator of Dry Vibes Sober Festival, is back. Drew teaches us what she has learned from her experiences as the trendsetter and trailblazer of non-alcoholic bottle shops and sober festivals. You will learn the up-and-coming trends for non-alcoholic beverages, the best way to fully enjoy these non-alcoholic beverages, and how the greatest lessons come from mistakes. This is such a fantastic episode. Let's get into it. Drew, what's going on? How are you?
I'm so happy to be back. You know, we're a week into dry January 2024 right now, and
we sure are.
It's a wild ride already. 2024, like, buckle up, baby.
Right? 2024 is coming in strong. Yes. It's been like a good year, like just over a year and a half since we last talked, since you were first on the podcast. And I think you were like maybe a couple months into launching Gem Life and everything you had going on.
Yeah.
I bet a lot has changed, right?
Yeah. Yes.
What a year and a half can do.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Like, especially in entrepreneur life, I think it's like a whole different beast.
And right?
Lots of things have changed since I talked to you last.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear all about them. So for everyone listening, can you give us just kind of a brief kind of rundown of like what Gem Life is, what you guys stand for, what you guys got going on?
Yeah.
Give us a little.
I'm cutting out. I'm Drew Davis. I am the founder of Gem Life and Bar. We are a booze-free bottle shop, tasting lounge, and community space. And we created Gem. I created Gem with my husband out of a need to find a space where I fit in. I was navigating sobriety freshly, looking for a new community and looking for alternative beverages and a good time. And so I was like, what? There was nothing like that out there. I'm like, let's bridge the gap of like nightlife and sober and like wanting to be in bed by 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, hear me out. A party that ends by nine. Love
it. Yes, 100%. So Gem was born in 2020 and we launched our store in 2021. We were online until then. And then we, you know, rapidly grew. And then I realized some things I didn't want. And so,
Tell me about that. What does that look like? Like, things you don't like. I mean, you've done it all. Like, you've gone through kind of the ringer. You've been our like guinea pig, if you will, for non-alcoholic bottle shops. So maybe could you touch on like what you had to kind of sift through in being this new entrepreneur and in a new space, to be honest? Like, you're kind of writing the rule book almost as you go.
Yeah, a little bit. I come from an industry where there was always like numbers and benchmarks and KPIs and things that like, oh, we can, this person performs like this, so we know where to go. So when I opened this business, yes, it was retail, but it was, this is a whole new world. We were one of the first in the country. So it's like, it's retail, but it's retail, you know, guided towards the sober curious. So it's a lot of education and a lot of information. And a lot of people are like, what is this place?
Right.
So we didn't really know, like, how should we be performing financially or like what margin should we be receiving? So these are things on like the back end that I never knew as an entrepreneur, like, what should I be looking at? We kind of just like, we're like going with our gut and our mission and just know that like, if we kept doing what we said we wanted to do to help community and staying consistent, then things will just work out. And we grew really fast. We grew to 3 locations by 2022. And
what?
Yeah. And I thought that's what I wanted, and I didn't. And okay. I think that's okay. Like, I had 2 full locations and a part-time location. We were inside of a wellness studio, and I'm one person.
Right.
And I am and still in this growth mode of the business, and like, people want to talk with me and meet with me, and I'm trying to find staff that we can educate. And it just was too much for me. And I was like, I'm hitting this point where I'm not happy anymore. And that's like, why, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be happy and I want to still feel this passion for this business, but I'm spread too thin, and burnout is like, I mean, on 10, like, I was like burnt out.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that's okay. And I think as a business owner, that's okay to like, no, like, this is not working for me and we need to pivot. And so I decided to get out of one of my locations early. My lease was going to be up in 6 months. And I was like, I just can't do it anymore. And so I got out of that. And then I still really focused on our one location. And and that's my baby. And that will, you know, I feel like will always be my baby right now until we hit that next stage. And then we had another location in a wellness studio, and that was going really well. But like, again, I can't be there. So we're kind of shifting that to be like more of an event space, or like, we'll do these wellness events together, but like, I just can't be there. And right now that's what my business needs. It needed me there. And so that's where we were. Like, I grew really fast and things are great and things are still great. I think there's just this really mucky area where I was like, I thought this is what I wanted and I don't. And like,
oh yeah. Like, so how do you kind of almost have to backtrack, or how did you come to the realization, like, okay, I'm spreading myself way too thin.
Yeah.
How do I kind of, like, once you grow and explode, right? And you have like 1, 2, 3 locations now.
Yeah.
How did you rein it in? Like, did you just have to let it go? Did you have to kind of come around in your mind? Is it a mindset kind of thing? Because it sounds really good, right? It sounds like, oh, I'm doing really well. Like, just keep on going. Why wouldn't I expand? Yeah.
Yeah. I think that I started to see the signs. I started to actually like see my, like, if I like outside looking in, I could see like my mental health was declining. Like, I was, you know, I was very withdrawn. I wasn't being able to spend time with my family. I was like, you know, having a lot of anxiety, and that stuff I worked really hard on in my early sobriety is like, less is more, nourish yourself. You know what I mean? Like, the right things and people will come. And then I started forcing things. I started forcing things. And I was like, this is when like the universe was like, boom, nope. And it took me like a good, like, I knew, I think when I got in my one space, like the second location, like the bigger one, I knew like beforehand, like my gut was like feeling uneasy, but I wasn't sure if it was fear or if it was just like, you know, was it fear or was my gut being like back out? So I thought it was fear, because it's scary. It's scary opening a business. And it's scary expanding and investing like your, you know, all that you have into a business. Like, you know, you're like, I'm bootstrapping my way through this. I'm taking all my income and savings and I'm trying to create this space for community. And that's still what I'm trying to do. I'm just doing it a little different. But it took me a couple months to like finally be like, Drew, you're like, you're crying when you leave work because you're exhausted. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's these things where I'm like, this is not healthy anymore. I love that space and I love the community, but sometimes we plant seeds in certain areas that aren't for us to bloom. And I had to come to that conclusion. Like, I planted the seed in this neighborhood, and, you know, actually another business came in and kind of did something similar now. So like, they're blossoming and offering that to the community. And although that was hard for me to digest too, a little ego death.
Totally. Gotta get the ego in there.
I was just like, you know what? You got to surrender to it all and just know that like, you just keep putting the good out there. So it wasn't easy. There's a lot of tears and there was a lot of like, you know, processing grief of like losing something or like giving up on something. But I think in the end, like, when I finally stepped away and just focused on my one location and kind of the new venture we'll be talking about, like, the weight lifted off my shoulders. Like, I was like, whew.
Yeah.
And for those like listening who own a business, like, I can tell you that financially my income has increased since I took all of that off my plate. So like, like, you know what I mean? Like, I thought that, I'm not going to make as much money, or we're not going to grow, and we're not going to be able to like do these things. And I'm like, the right. more I scaled back and focus, hyper focus on what I was doing, the more yeah. income that can come in.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like if you're, and listen, I definitely cry around work too, but it's a different kind of cry, right? I think you got to pay attention to like the nuances of like where the, what kind of tears they are.
Yeah, 100%. Right. Dang, I think, now they're happy yeah. tears now, like overwhelmed with joy.
Yes. Tears of joy are very different than tears of overwhelm or burnout or, oh my yeah. God, what did I do? Yeah. Yeah. And I love how you mentioned, you know, I worked so hard to get past these things in early sobriety. And it's interesting how they, you may not be drinking, but they're popping up in different circumstances. And I think that's really important to note and just gives us an insight to your self-awareness as a person. Like, wait a second. Like I got to check myself before I wreck myself. Like alcohol may not be there, but these things are still coming up. And it's great that you knew what to do, you know, yeah. in that situation.
Thank you.
That's huge.
Thank you. And I think
that's emotional sobriety right there.
And I think that's so true and so important is like, I used to drink to fill spaces and now I started to create chaos or started to create like overworking to fill spaces. And like, ooh. You know what I mean? Like you said, like those are all like, I guess you could say addictive qualities or like, you know, numbing out in a way. Like, yeah, I don't drink yeah. to them. But then I was like overworking and like creating chaos for no reason. So I saw it and I noticed it and I took it in and I digested it. And I was like, here's the plan. And I have a really supportive husband too, who's been like, you know, you sometimes you have to have that person in your life. So friend, mm-hmm. husband, parent that can look at you and be like, enough is enough. Like, too, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you're doing too much.
Totally. Yeah. You're doing the most. Time to rein it back. Yeah. Yeah. Rein her in.
I mean, I am the most all the time.
Oh, now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Now we get to the heart of it. She's a Gemini. Oh my God. That's so funny. Yeah. I love that you knew that for yourself and took action.
Thanks.
Great. Fantastic. So tell me about what your new venture is coming up with Drive Vibes. Yes.
So another thing I told myself is I wasn't going to take everything on myself anymore.
Okay.
And that like, you know, if there was somebody I wanted to partner with or collaborate with, if it feels good and aligned, I'm going to do that. Okay. I have trust issues too, FYI. So like doing that was like big for me. Do you know what I mean? Like, and yeah. so I met Kayla and Sarah. They're co-founders of Sip Steady. They're in Kansas City. I saw a post that they did. We connected on Instagram like almost 2 years ago. And I was like, I used to live in Kansas City. And we had a whole conversation. We're like, let's do an event. And literally like, I think they reached out like, let's host something. And I was like, let's do it. We got on a call and like the rest is history kind of thing. So we're co-creating this event called Dry Vibes. And Dry Vibes is like the intersection of wellness, culture, community, and alcohol-free alchemy. So it is a space for you to come, feel safe, explore beverages, connect with people mindfully, you know, tap into your local community and also tap into like local healing modalities and wellness. And it's like a festival / conference / like party that we all need when we're in sobriety. Also, like I said, it doesn't go past 8 o'clock either. So like, we're not,
there's a love lot of, it. But when does it start? Okay, perfect.
Yeah. We don't do early and we don't do late. Okay. We need perfect. Like a little
Yeah. Hit me in the, like the prime, the peak of the day. I'm good to go. Not too early, not too late. That's the sweet spot.
That was one of my big things is like I do a lot of events with Jem. Like we do so much on site and that's been a really cool part of my business blossoming is like going on site for bars and events. But when I have to be there at 5, 6 a.m. to set up, I like am not the most friendly person. And because I'm not a morning person. So my thing was like events, like they have to start at like 11 or 12 or like even like 1. And we see a lot of these really cool experiences popping up all over the country that are like these night life things. And like, I love like Elizabeth of Absence of Proof. She does all that nightlight stuff. And I think that's so cool. I'm also almost 40 and she's like 20. And like, I'm like so excited for her and her growth. But like, for me, I can't hang out late. And so I'm trying to find, I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to find that, like, kind of create this balance of this event where it's like, you can have a nightlife experience, you can have a daytime wellness experience, you can connect with people without alcohol and like leave feeling so nourished.
Oh, yes. I love that. I am so excited for that.
Yeah.
And you're hitting like big cities too. Like, it's like a traveling show almost.
Yeah, like we're going on tour.
Yeah. So where is the first? Tell me about the first one in Philly.
Well, so Kansas City is actually this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So we're kicking off again in Kansas City because we hosted it last year there. So like we had to do a second annual. So Kansas City is the 13th. Philadelphia is the 20th, which is not this weekend, but the following weekend.
Yeah.
We have some, like, I'm kind of, since I'm right outside of Philly, this is like my city. I'm curating a really cool experience. I have like tasting room. We have like wellness modalities and a spiritual sanctuary. I curated some really cool local vendors that really just are immersive and, you know, full of like different ways of healing and wellness. And then we have speakers like our keynote is Hillary Scheinbaum, author of The Dry Challenge.
Nice.
We have Margaret Josephs and Lexi Barbuto from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. They just launched a mocktail line. So they're going to come out. Well,
cool.
All the amazing people. Like, I mean, Tawny Lara, Dr. Brooke Scheller, Laura from Zero Proof Nation. Like, there's just so many amazing people that, like, you're going to have to go to our Instagram page, Serving Dry Vibes, to see all the details because I don't want to forget anybody. But I'm just really excited to bring all these people together. Like,
just under one roof. I think we see them all like on Instagram and social media in their little places. But like, first of all, to be in real life, like RIL, life-changing, like so cool. Getting off the internet, putting away your phone. Oh my gosh. It's so much fun to meet everyone. And It's such a cool experience. Like whenever we do events, I'm like, this is the best thing ever. Like, why don't we do this every day? I'm like, oh, wait, it's a lot of work. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's why we don't do it every day.
Why I'm like, we're kind of aiming this like once a quarter kind of thing in different cities. Because again, I don't want to jump into overwhelming myself with like, let's plan five cities in like 5 weeks. I don't know if I could make it through. So we're doing Philly and then we're looking for Houston in Mindful March. And then we're talking about Nashville and Miami. So doing a little like Midwest, East Coast love, and then hopefully we make it over to the West Coast in 2025.
Wow. That is so awesome. That is exactly what we need. Whenever I post like, you know, like those templates from Coachella, like around April or May, beginning of April, people are always like, oh my God, this needs to be like a real event. Dry Vibes is our Coachella. That's exactly what it is.
Yes. Dry Vibes is
Oh my gosh. Like, this is exactly what everyone is looking for and needing.
Yeah.
This is so exciting.
Thank you so much.
So excited for you.
I'm excited for you to come to them. So
I know. Houston, here I come.
Right.
So excited. Yes. I want to talk more about non-alcoholic bottle shops and Gem Life and stuff like that, because it has been over a year and a half. And I want to talk about the main things that you've learned in business, in this, you know, being in the non-alcoholic space is fairly new. So I would love to know, what have you learned over this year, over a year and a half since we talked?
So Gem will be 4 years old this year in 2024, which is like mind blowing. What I've learned, first off, is always go with your gut. I don't care what business you're in. Trust that gut instinct. Trust that like feeling when it's making decisions, when it's even like simple for me, like even if it's bringing in a product, if like I don't feel aligned with it, I won't bring it in. And I know that might sound silly, but like trust your gut, like trust your vision. Also, like on the business side of things, I'm learning like scalability and, you know, like what products are going to make, you know, be the best choices for us. You know, and I'm going to be completely transparent. Like a lot of people come in and they're like, you know, this tequila is $30. I could go buy a tequila for $30 at the liquor store. You know what I mean? Like, so there's those conversations with like pricing and stuff. I think people have to realize that these are craft cocktails still. These are not like just like some juices thrown in. And let me tell you, fruit is expensive. So juices are expensive.
You know, definitely.
Think about that. So there's like educating people about the product is huge for me. Like, and that stays huge. Just education, educating my team, the community.
How do you go about that? Like, because we talked about this before we started recording, but like the value of non-alcoholic products, like like you just said, for example, like, oh, I could buy something. Like, why is this so expensive? I could buy something with alcohol and it'd be the same, you know, same price. But I think it's also in our minds, we have to wrap our head around what the value is here, you know, in sobriety or whether we're choosing not to drink or whatever you're labeling yourself, you know, like whatever you want to go with.
Yeah.
Your values also change. So it's more of like, yes, it is a craft product, but also like, where are you finding value? Like, what are you looking for then?
Yeah. That's a good point. I actually did an interview, a radio interview, and one of the panelists with me owns bars. And they asked him about Dry January, and he was like, I don't participate. And I said, but why? Oh. Because I would go into your business and I would spend $18 on a really good cocktail. And for that, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to turn money away because you just don't want to participate. Yeah. And I think that that's something that for me is huge. Like, is
that's so weird.
I know. I'm like, you know, I think like as a business mindset, like you wouldn't want to make money off of me and my friends if we came in for happy hour, like as a business aspect, but also like, what kind of community does that speak for? And, for me, you know, the value of having a non-alcoholic beverage for me is that like when I have a rough day, and I feel like, and I'm not going to lie, like probably when I talked to you before, I was still in that pink cloud of sobriety where I'm like, I don't think about it. I've had some times in the last year and a half where I'm like, I think I might just give up on all of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I'm keeping it real. Like I'm being very transparent that where I'm like, I'm just going to go have that glass of vodka. But I go to my like non-alcoholic liquor cabinet or like bar. I make myself a drink. I sit there because we're habitual creatures. I sip on it and those feelings are gone. And I didn't go do it. And I had this alternative and it saved me from maybe a really bad decision. And that's for me personally, but I also see that for a lot of people like in my, that come into my store, like these are like life changing products too. Like a lot of people have like changed their entire lives by having these alternatives. So when people sometimes, you know, when people are like, oh, like they kind of poke jokes at it and stuff. I don't think they see like how big of a tool it can be for some people. Now, some people, it's triggering, and I totally understand that. But for some people, it's like saving their lives and changing their lives. And I think that's a huge value. But also, like, don't you want to go into like a bar and have a beautiful drink with your friends and feel included? And like, just the excitement that they had a drink for you makes you feel so welcome. So I think that as well.
And it's not like a far stretch, you know, like, it's not like a huge inconvenience.
No.
Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm not participating in Dry January. Like, okay. Yeah. Thanks for the hard no. Yeah. I know where I won't be going, but right on.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, I'm like, there will be no point for me to ever visit that location, regardless of, you know, whatever, because there's nothing for me, unfortunately. I also think that these zero proof beverages are harder to make than alcohol. To be honest, alcohol is pretty easy to make. I mean, like basically, you know, if you ferment it, the alcohol produces. But producing these like deliciously crafted beverages is a lot of ingredients, a lot of hard work and time. And so, and I tell my customers, you're not going to drink the whole bottle tonight. That's not the reason why we get these. You're going to have one drink. So investing in a bottle that you can have one drink here and there or one or two is I don't know. It makes sense to me. Like,
Drew, do you think that we've been drinking non-alcoholic products maybe incorrectly? Because, you know, when we used to drink alcohol, I don't know about you, but I used to be like, okay, let's like get something to get the party started or to get, we're drinking for like a certain intention, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not always drinking just for taste, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I never drank because I enjoyed the complexity of a drink until I stopped drinking. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, yes, I did.
Yes.
Sometimes I'd like, I love this. Like, we'd go to this restaurant. I'd love this martini they had, whatever. But, like, I right. like the flavor. But, like, I like the way I felt after four or five of them.
I there liked you
go. The thoughts that didn't creep into my mind or, like, you know, I liked all of the numbing agents of it. For me, that's where I was drinking for. But I do think that some people come in and I'm like, you're not going to drink a whole bottle of non-alcoholic rum. Like, that's, there's a whole different mindset around it. And it's all about mindfulness and nourishing our bodies and like making it a ritual, like create this beautifully crafted zero proof beverage. And wherever you are, sit at your dining room table with your family or sit on your couch while you watch your favorite show, like sip on it and allow that like ritual to kind of take over you and allow like your mind to like relax. And that's, I feel like for me, that's the point of it is like, we're, you know, we need to like enjoy one or two, not four or five. Like,
yeah, it's completely different. It's just, and it's not something like non-alcoholic beverages aren't something you drink when you're thirsty or, you know, it's supposed to be a treat. Right. And that's what makes it special, right? Like having it maybe the time that you would drink or need to relax. It's making it special and unique. It's not something that you just like pop open at 9 a.m. because you're thirsty.
Yeah.
You know, we also have to take into account, you know, how we're drinking it, I think is really important. Because a lot of women that I've been speaking to, they're like, oh yeah, I'm just like going through it like nobody's business. Like even sparkling water, I'm like, well, then no wonder you're bored of it or no wonder you don't see the value of it, you know? Yeah. Like, it's like the easiest way to get over, like, I always do this and it's, I'm not saying it's the best thing, but going to Costco for one person and like there's these oat bars called like Heavenly Hunks. It's a surefire way to get over obsessing over Heavenly Hunks is to buy yourself a Costco size pack of them for one person. By the end of that pack, you're like, yeah, I'm good. Like I can't even look at a Heavenly Hunk ever again. Right. And I think that's how a lot of people are maybe treating non-alcoholic products. Like this is not something that you should be drinking all day, every day. Like these are treats.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, like, I guess the perk is that they're not alcoholic. So technically, if you wanted to drink it at 9 a.m., like, sure, go for it. But what's the point? Like you said, like, sure. Like, yeah, I guess that is the perk. I did like I did an interview the other day and I made like a non-alcoholic pineapple margarita at 9 a.m. for a TV segment. And then I drank it and it was delicious. I mean, it was ritual tequila. But like, do I ever do that? Absolutely not. Like, did it that day, but have I done it in almost 4 years of sobriety? No, I don't make a margarita at 9 a.m., a non-alcoholic.
No.
but like you said, I think it is really like a special treat. Like, it's that thing that you're like, I'm going to go home and I'm going to have myself like this, like a Bloody Mary seltzer. I don't know. Like whatever you want to make when you, I just got a Bloody Mary mix. I'm going to mix with seltzer. I'm really excited. So that's why I said that.
Nice.
but like, you know, like it's a treat, like you said, and like, I like to stock my bar with a bunch of different options so that I have them too. Like I have tequila, rum, tea. I have like some ready to go drinks in the fridge. So I have all this stuff. I have a full stock bar for when for me, like it is like my personal, I guess I could say like healthy crutch is like, okay, I'm having a rough day. Like, let me give myself this ashwagandha infused like beverage and relax and get really good sleep and be more, you know, be more like into the moment and less just like stressed out all over the place.
Yes. I love that. Yeah. What are some non-alcoholic trends you've seen like come through the store or that you are kind of picking up on or maybe even forecasting for 2024?
You know, so I live in New Jersey and yep. THC is legal here. So okay. we do, and I fully believe in people with like harm reduction when it comes to drinking too. So like we're a space sure. where you can, you know, so we do carry a few things. So I do see a lot of microdose beverages, like microdosed trending. I also see a lot of like, everybody's coming in and like asking, like, I love it when they ask, cause they're like adaptogens or aptogens, like they don't know what they are, but they're like,
yeah.
tell me about these. The by far the biggest thing is like magnesium and like mushrooms, like reishi and magnesium are two things that Ooh. I keep hearing people ask and come in for. So I feel like yeah. things like that are going to trend okay. as we move into 2024, because people yeah. like, yes, we're sober, but we're also looking to nourish our bodies. And these like adaptogens and herbs are yeah. nourishing to us without having to go like prescription routes for some people. So I think there's that like,
yeah.
you know, that like balance of like trying to find like holistic remedies too. Yeah. I do see like the wine is getting better and better.
Okay. Nice.
The non-alcoholic yeah, wine yeah. when I started the shop 3 years ago was like non-existent. And the stuff that was there was not very good.
Okay.
There's a few people that I ride in and die in like that are great. You know what I mean? Like groovy people yep. love their dry sec. That's a ride oh, or yeah. die at our shop.
Yep.
But I'm watching all of these wines come in. We just got one Carl Jung from Germany. It is delicious.
That's what I've been saying for years. I love it. It's yeah. so good. Yeah.
So, yeah. So there's all these like brands that are just like, that are yeah. becoming like, we're able to purchase and bring into our shops. And I think that, those are the two biggest things we're looking for. People come in ready to drink drinks
yep.
and wine are like my two biggest requests in store.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know the story behind Carl Jung, that particular winery?
No, I don't. Carl, you actually like that brand a lot?
I do.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah. I actually like it. Oh, no, yeah, it's... I'll tell you a little story, a little history yeah. lesson.
Love it.
So
love
actually, this. Carl Jung, so their winery is all, they're dedicated to non-alcoholic wine.
Okay.
And they actually have patented this reverse osmosis way to get the alcohol, like remove it properly.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the cheaper non-alcoholic wines will burn it off. And mm-hmm. then you get this like gross just juice. Basically, like grape juice, like not even grape yeah. juice is being kind, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I could throw some names out there, but I'm not going to. I know exactly nah, what you're
we don't
about.
Need to. Yeah, we don't need to throw the shade. People know.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. So yeah, Carl Jung, they've developed this patented osmosis technology to, and this is going back to like, I want to say mid 1800s.
Oh, wow.
They've been along for a really long time. Like so, really, really long.
That's really cool to know because I obviously yeah. didn't do all my due diligence on ordering them. I just, Carl Jung is obviously, people know about him as like shadow work and subconscious. And yeah. so like that was really big part of Gem Life is like helping us retrain our subconscious and needing to drink. So I was like, oh, I want to order this wine based yeah. on that. But then we tried it and I actually yeah. had some wine bars locally try it and they were like, this is good.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, this is it's really great. Good wine.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Like I'm in Vancouver, Canada right now, and yeah. at our grocery stores, Carl Jung is everywhere.
Really? I love that.
And has been like for years.
Okay.
Even before I stopped drinking. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's a really interesting brand. Like it's really cool. Yeah. And it's yeah, like the amazing. Winery is so gorge.
Well, yeah. maybe they should.
So, okay. So there. Non-alcoholic wine.
I'm yeah. like, maybe they should play us
oh
out
my
there.
Gosh.
Listening. If you want to send me and Jessica to do a whole experience, let me know.
Carl Jung. Hit us up. What up, yeah. Carl? So definitely trending. Non-alcoholic wines getting better. So fulfilling that need in the non-alcoholic wine market. And then it sounds like people are looking for drinks that are like functional, right? To help them relax. Mm-hmm. Even though we're sober, we still get stressed and we need natural ways to help us chill out.
Yeah.
Cool. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What have you kind of seen maybe not trend, but kind of dissipate or like go away?
I don't know necessarily like go away, but I think some of the spirits. So there was a lot that were trying to launch at the same time. And like some of them are just like soaring and some of them aren't doing as well. You know, in the shop, in my shop personally. I also think that overcomplicated. Some people, you know, you try to overcomplicate and make it different. That too, like people get overwhelmed when making choices. So like if I like rattle off, like it's got 16 different flavors infused, people are like, I don't know, that was a lot for me. Like people want easy options. So I've seen a lot of brands that were like trying to just like, I don't want to say do the most, because like they were trying to go with their, this thing that was like going to set them apart. Yeah. It like was a negative. I also like just in sobriety in general.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like, in the sober space in general, I see a lot of people in this like damp world, this damp and like soberish and experiencing things. And I think that's really cool. Yep. But I also like, you know, we just have to make sure that we're like being like putting like safe information out there. So I see that like kind of a peak in that. But I also don't know how long that'll last because, you know, I think everything when we stop drinking is different for everybody. Nobody's journey is the same, but like, it's not as easy as like, hey, I just stopped drinking and I lost 40 pounds. My skin looks good and I'm not drinking again. Like, yes, that was a perk for me. I did, all those things did happen for me, but after I cried for 3 months and then did like journaled for six.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
oh my God. So, yeah.
Like, I don't know. There's a lot of work. So I just like want to make sure that people are really like, if you are struggling, I want to put this out there. If you are struggling or if you're navigating or if you're questioning your like your drinking, or I also say like, if you feel like you need to practice in dry January, you're probably questioning your drinking habits. It's not easy at first for everybody. So don't feel bad, ashamed, don't give up. Like, it's not as easy as everything looks on Instagram. And I think that that's just for our entire world. Like, let's just keep it more real. Things aren't as easy all the time. So like, give yourself. I don't know if you feel that way ever.
Yeah. I mean, social media in general is, it's nothing's really that real. I feel like people, it's groomed. Maybe it's real. Actually, I take that back. I want to retract that. It's real, but it's groomed and has a certain filter to it.
Yes.
And that can be really misleading.
Yeah. And that, 100%, so, you hit the nail on the head. You said that so nicely. And that's kind of what I think we're going to see hopefully dissipate in 2024 is the filter. Listen, we don't have to put everything out there. And I'm not saying, but let's be authentic and like be true to ourselves and like keep it real when we had a bad day, not just like, hey, quit drinking and it's great. Or, you know, I lost 40 pounds. Like, I saw somebody on a site the other day that was like, everybody says they lost all this weight, but I gained weight when I stopped drinking and they felt bad. And I feel like that's like,
That can drive
back into this like space, you know, where they just give up. And so I just want to make sure that like, as we, in 2024, I hope this dissipates. I hope the filter is removed and we're just like being authentic and sharing from a safe like space.
I think even going one step further than that and not, you know, maybe relying on people to just show sobriety a one way, right? I think removing good and bad, because it feels like if your skin isn't better, if you're not losing weight, if you're not doing this checklist, right, of sobriety the right way, with my quotations, my little fingers and quotations, then if you're not doing it right, then it's automatically assumed that you're doing it wrong. And that is not the case at all. So I think going one step further to what you're saying is let's get a, just take a trip away from right and wrong, good and bad, because that doesn't exist in life. Like that, it's just such, it's such a buzzkill. It's, it doesn't do you any good. Like thinking that you're doing it right or thinking that you're good. And I've definitely fallen, you know, victim to that. Like I thought when I had 3 years of sobriety, I'm like, great, I'm a good person, so I should be getting or doing good things.
Yeah.
Right? That's not how any of this works. Because what is right? What is wrong? What is good? What is bad? Who fucking knows? Who knows?
I mean, and it's subjective. Yeah, 100%.
Right. It's subjective. So who knows? Just, and who knows what's right for you might be wrong for someone else, or vice versa.
Exactly. So you thank you for sharing that and like, you know, putting that out there, because it's agree. I just think that like, I feel in 2024 in general, we'll see that like the filters be removed a little bit on social media. And I think it'll be a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Or I hope so, at least.
Totally. I love that. Drew, yes. I am so excited for you and Dry Vibes and Gem Life. And also I'd like to just put this in there, a little announcement that Vibe Gummies are now in Gem Life store, in stores, IRL. You can get them in store. So get down there. If you're in Philly or surrounding areas, or if you want to take a road trip out to Philly to Gem Life, get it. Get over there. I'm so excited. Thank you for bringing us in. I appreciate it.
And no, thank you. And I think that that's the beautiful, hold on, like real quick. I know we have to go because I've been talking, but that's like the beautiful part of sobriety is that like, if I did not meet you by doing this and we connected, like I would never have the opportunity to carry your product, which is going to help other people. Like it's just the beautiful part about sharing and sobriety and our stories. So thank you. Thank you for all you do for the community. I'm so excited to have Vibe in store. It'll be there this Wednesday, whenever this launches. So it'll be January. I'm really excited. I'm just really proud of you and congratulations. Like you do so much for this community and so many people like listen to these beautiful stories. So thank you.
Oh gosh. Thank you. Thank you for sharing all your experience and your knowledge with us and being the non-alcoholic bottle shop guinea pig, if you will. Drew, where can we find you on the World Wide Web?
Yeah, you can find me on www.gemlifecollective.com is our website. You can find our events. Our bottle shop is on there. More information about myself and my mentorship program. And then we also like on Instagram, TikTok, we're under Gem Life and Bar, Booze Free Bar.
Perfect. Love it. Drew, it's been so great catching up with you, and I can't wait to see you in person. Dry Vibes. Let's go. I just love Drew, and I cannot wait for Dry Vibes Festival in Houston. I will be there with Vibe Gummies, but in the meantime, go to Gem Life in store or online to get Vibe Gummies now. As always, thank you so much for listening. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at A Sober Girls Guide and head to asobergirlsguide.com. We got your back at any stage of your booze-free journey. From our Sober Girls Social Club membership to our group coaching program, we have tips and tricks to help you change your relationship with alcohol. Head to asobergirlsguide.com now. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.